USA Radio News with John Hunt.
A beloved Northern California festival, a neighborhood Walmart in Mississippi, then another Walmart near the U.S.-Mexican border, and a popular entertainment district in Dayton. All four were the scenes of shootings within the last week, the events that together left 34 people dead and at least 50 wounded. El Paso sits up the border of Texas and New Mexico, and it's also the hometown of presidential candidate Beto O'Rourke.
In a democracy, this is not the decision of one person. It is on every single one of us to make this right. To the people of El Paso, any of you who are here today or who are out there right now, we are thinking about you, and we want to make this better going forward.
Police arrested the gunman, 21-year-old, from a suburb of Dallas more than 650 miles away. Within 13 hours of the El Paso shooting, another 9 people were killed in Ohio. Police in Dayton said 16 people were also injured in the incident, and the suspect is dead. This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go, and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Here's a great deal on MyPillow. When you go to MyPillow.com, click on the two-pack special, type in promo code USA, you'll get two MyPillow premium pillows for $69.98. Now that's only $34.99 a pillow. You will not get that price anywhere at retail. It's the lowest price ever offered on radio or TV. And like all MyPillow products, 10-year warranty, 60-day money-back guarantee. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the two-pack special, use my promo code USA.
Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell fractured his shoulder this afternoon after falling in his Kentucky home. This morning, Leader McConnell tripped at home just outside his patio and suffered a fractured shoulder, according to David Popp, McConnell's communication director. He has been treated and released and is now working from his home in Louisville. McConnell's injury comes as Democrats demand that he reconvenes the Senate to pass gun control legislation after a pair of mass shootings in El Paso and Dayton over the weekend left 29 people dead. Popp added that McConnell had spoken to Republican Senator John Conron of Texas and Bob Portman of Ohio to convey his condolences for the deadly shootings in their states. Authorities in Indian-controlled Kashmir imposed an indefinite security lockdown as tensions continue to soar along the volatile, highly militarized frontier between India and Pakistan in the disputed Himalayan region following India's massive troop buildup and ordering thousands of visitors out of the region. On your Sunday, you're listening to USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
The clang of metal hitting pavement continues to echo across Hong Kong. Over several hours in successive waves earlier today, different districts filled with the sound of protesters erecting and just as hastily taking down their improvised barricades. Rally participants this time took a different approach. Since their pro-democracy movement began, they've repeated to one another, "Be water," an attitude of adaptability that was on full display as they occupied and vacated 5 different neighborhoods at one time. Hong Kong's summer of protest began as a call to withdraw extradition bills that would have allowed residents in the city to be sent to mainland China to stand any trial. Many fear the legislation would destroy the judicial independence essential to one country, two systems framework, which promised Hong Kong certain freedoms when the former British colony was returned to China in 1997. Activists have called for a citywide general strike tomorrow when they plan to block public transit lines and freeways. After issuing an emergency call for blood and platelet donors in early July, the American Red Cross is now facing an even bigger emergency blood shortage. All eligible donors are urged to give as soon as possible. And now Amazon has gotten involved. With the help of a generous $1 million donation, the Red Cross will thank those who help alleviate the blood shortage if you donate before August 29th with a $5 Amazon gift card. So if you'd like to find out where you can donate blood in your community, go online to www.redcrossblood.org. For USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt.